Riot Podcast post Super Bowl world.
That's right. Happy Monday. And hopefully you maybe stayed up or you enjoyed or you either watched the game, watched for the commercials, whatever you did. Watched for the food.
Hopefully you didn't oversleep and come to work late. What?
Zach doesn't hear this podcast, does he?
I didn't say.
Zach, who's a part of radio, you might have done that today.
I didn't say that. Did you say that?
No, but there's also a chance that other people could have slept in, too. We just haven't found out yet. They're not in doing yet.
You're not alone. You're not alone. Today in the podcast, we talk positive Nikki and then negative Nikki.
Almost
back to back.
Is a thing.
There's a new 24. Something that you could buy for me for Valentine's Day. And don't forget, this is a complete side note. Nikki's birthday is next week.
Is it next weekend? Yeah.
Is it?
It's not this weekend, but next weekend. It's the 19th.
Oh, crap.
So it's not.
The news is the 17th. I really, for real reals, thought your birthday was next Friday the 17th.
No, my birthday is on a Sunday this year.
Is that Michael's birthday?
No, Michael's the week after. Nick?
Maybe it is Nick.
Nick is the day before my birthday.
Oh, right, because you and Nick used to always have those fights leading Yes, you did.
We didn't have fights.
Yes, you did.
We did not
have
fights.
No, it was more like Nick would come in and tell Nikki when she could celebrate her birthday,
and
then Nikki
I
would become
go.
So angry that she would say she wasn't celebrating it at all.
That's a true story right there. If you really make me mad, I'll just leave. Like, I don't want to do it. I just can't handle it anymore. But I won't get upset at you. I'll just be upset at the situation, and I'll just be done with it.
Well, she'll hate you forever, but I mean, she won't be upset with you.
It's a different thing.
Dude.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes, my birthday is coming up.
You know what? I'm so glad we brought that up, because that's one of my favorite Nikki moments of my whole life. When Nick...
I cried in my office.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But what was really great was Nick came in, and he was just like, so you can have your birthday Monday, because we're going to have
mine tomorrow.
Which was my
birthday.
Tomorrow. Right.
Yeah. See, I can't talk about it. It brings back memories I don't like to think about.
Oh, one of my favorites. Because I just thought, Nick, you don't even know what you're doing right now. I know what you're doing, but you don't know what you're doing.
You don't know what you're doing to me. Well, I can't wait. So, yes, my birthday is coming up on the 19th as we all get ready.
You guys need to be ready to celebrate.
Get prepared.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that means... Okay, well then, while we're talking about it,
sure.
Are we celebrating on that Friday or that Monday?
Probably Friday.
Okay.
Going into it, don't you think?
Well, that's a tough call.
I like it ahead, not after.
See, sometimes after is fun because you can drag it out.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, my birthday's over, but it's not.
Probably though before.
Okay. All right. So, got to make sure I'm ready.
Get prepared.
I'm getting ready.
Well, enjoy the podcast. Lots of good stuff today. And for Super Bowl talk, join us also at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. We have a thread for your favorite commercials.
Yes.
Or perhaps Stranger Things 2. Maybe that'll make what your favorite thing was. Or you enjoyed the game the most. You can post it there.
The game?
What's
game?
That?
What game? It's the Riot.
We save the worst of the Riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Everybody right here. Come on. This is for Nikki. Get
Yay.
In here. Get in
come
here.
Come on into this. Get into the circle.
Nikki worked out before the show this morning.
I got it done ahead of time. Was it last week we talked about like the 4 a.m. mark?
We did.
And you're like, what 4 a.m. mark? A lot of people say if you want to be productive during the day.
The go-getters.
The golden time of the day is 4 a.m.
They say between 4 and 5 that
so,
hour.
So I got up at 4:15 and got all my workout stuff done so I can just not worry about the rest of the day.
You're awake.
I'm energized.
You feel a little more energy.
A little bit happier to where it's kind of weird because I stayed up late and watched the game last night. So sleep wasn't totally there, but I'm already done. Yay!
I know. It feels really, really good. Been like
checking with me later to see if I can keep this up the whole day. But
what I've noticed is, well, at the beginning of the week, I will say at the end of the week, it's the kind of tired that you'll be like, you'll have an afternoon nap or something. You're like, I have to lay down.
Just something.
But I just feel like on the mornings that I get up and work out before I come in, there is a low level of energy that sticks with me the entire day that I do not have
if you don't
do
it.
That I don't do that.
And probably because I went to bed later, it made it a little easier to get up in the morning. Sometimes the less sleep you get, the better you actually bounce up in the morning.
Yep.
But this was just a great idea today. Just great. I already drank all of my breakfast already. I found myself a little bit hungrier.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
I'm going to be hungry.
Just wait.
Just wait. It'll come a little bit later.
It really makes it like the whole day. I'm just like, well, I could eat all day now.
I can eat everything right now.
Pass it on over here.
But that was a great idea. So maybe get up a little earlier. If you get up at like 10 or 11, then maybe you don't need to try for the 4 a.m. hour.
Maybe your magic hour is 8.
Is a different time. It really depends on when you go to bed and what your work hours are. But for us, that 4 a.m. hour.
Yeah. I don't do it every day.
Yeah.
A couple times a week. And I should do it every day, whatever, but I don't. And we're not going to judge me for that.
Nope. We're just going to do what we do.
We're not going to judge anybody.
Nope.
We're just talking about a way that you can have your best life now.
Yeah. And have some stuff already accomplished before the busyness of the day. This way I'll be less stressed in the afternoon to try to get something in.
Absolutely. It's great because like on those days, it's like lunch is just bonus time. Afternoons are
bonus time. Evening just feels like bonus time.
Feels like all bonus everywhere you go.
It's quite a morning already.
All right. Well, congratulations, Nikki. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. Right there.
Thanks so much.
Right there.
This makes me a mover and a shaker and a 4 a.m. like an entrepreneur.
Oh, it's all over you.
Yes,
I can see it.
It should be a good day.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Now, I hate to immediately jump from one to the other, but positive Nikki showed up this morning. But I'm going to have to talk to you guys about negative Nikki.
What did I do?
Well, negative, she might not even be here.
Oh, she's not here yet.
She may not be, but I will tell you that negative Nikki actually made her first appearance of all time when we were talking about one particular retail establishment. It was the first time I had ever for sure, like negative Nikki had showed up.
I have that in me.
Yeah. And so we began talking about Krispy Kreme and all of a sudden negative Nikki was like, hello, here I am. Like, well, what do you mean, Obadiah? I can tell you that we were talking about establishments that were giving things away for, as I recall, it was Veterans Day and Krispy Kreme was giving veterans a free donut and negative Nikki.
I don't think it was Veterans Day.
You don't think so?
I think it was another day.
Well, whatever it was, negative Nikki showed up and said, they always giving away their donuts.
No, it wasn't actually a national holiday.
You don't think it was?
I don't think it was.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Negative Nikki is still respectful.
Well, it wasn't disrespectful of the veterans. It was of the Krispy Kreme.
It's known. And it wasn't even that. It was just a... I recognize that they do a lot of those promotional opportunities.
I hate to break it to you, positive Nikki, but yes, negative Nikki.
It showed up sometimes.
No. So positive Nikki doesn't remember clearly all the things that negative Nikki does. That's
well,
just the way it
just
is.
I just blank out the positive of me and she just starts going.
That's absolutely right. Well, I want you to know that today...
Is it a day? What's a day?
Krispy Kreme's got a thing.
From the Super Bowl or...
They're giving away a free donut. Yeah. Come on. That's if you come in and buy coffee.
Oh, well, is it from the Super Bowl or is it just a Monday, February 6th thing? Or
they say they have new coffee.
Oh, they're trying to get you.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know this, but coffee's become a big thing in the morning. People like to drink coffee in the morning.
And did you know it's actually a moneymaker for a lot of places? It's going to bring in more than probably the donuts.
It's pretty shocking, I know. But that's the deal. Krispy Kreme says, we want to get in on this coffee stuff. Coffee and a donut. Imagine that.
What a combination.
Who would have even thought? So there you have the Krispy Kreme donut. I will say this about Krispy Kreme. My family that was in from Oregon, they do not have a Krispy Kreme in their area. So they have only ever had Krispy Kreme from like a grocery store.
Oh, it's not the same.
Look, if you're buying Krispy Kreme in a grocery store, why do you even bother doing that? Those things are cold garbage. What you need is
any donut in the grocery store, especially in a box. Like maybe the case might be okay.
Like
but
maybe the actual the grocery store's donuts.
Grocery store donuts, those are fine, but the ones in the box is already made. There's nothing worth that.
I mean, unless we're getting a Hostess donut, but that's not even a donut. It's like a donut.
They can't legally say donut.
That's right. But I took them to an actual freestanding Krispy Kreme location. And whatever negative Nikki tells you, I want you to know that when the hot light is on, that is a hard experience to beat.
Negative part was nothing about the donuts or anything else. It was just the
free donutness. You didn't like it.
Predictability with it. You have that.
Man, when they come off the line like a hot donut, like here, have a hot donut. What that really is sugared air. It just disappears in your mouth. You're just like, oh, I have to put another one in there. And then another one and another one. Oh my gosh, I can't quit.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's The Riot.
It is The Riot. I want you to know that I did go ahead and post at Radio U Riot on Facebook. It's Wired's list of what they thought were the top Super Bowl commercials from last night, and then if you want to get yours in, I think it's a done deal. It's Stranger Things, so
the promo for it, but it covers most of the commercials, so you can just kind of catch up there.
Give you a chance to, go ahead and get in and see what's going on. I just got done watching the McDonald's Big Mac commercial.
Yes,
all right.
Okay,
it was all right, and it's inspired me to go to McDonald's today because I don't know if you heard, but the Shamrock Shake is back.
I never got into those.
Never?
Mm-mm.
If you want to know the truth, me either. In fact,
we might say we would be, but I've never really been one for McDonald's milkshakes.
Well, those photos that they've released of them actually make it look like you're drinking something. Speaking of needful Stranger Things, from Ghostbusters.
Goo-ish.
It looks like a slime shake.
Yeah.
They're just like, put on your Ghostbusters outfit, come down here and get a slime shake.
It's just that certain shade of green where you're like, well, it doesn't quite look natural or organic.
Ew. You know what, though? I'd be up for giving it a shot.
You'd be fine.
Apparently, the Shamrock chocolate chip shake or the chocolate shamrock shake, they say that's been a McDonald's secret menu item for years.
But now they're promoting it?
Now they're bringing it back for reals, though. Like, you can on the official menu, which, of course, robs it of any of its cachet and or deliciousness. The chocolate shamrock shake.
You being the rebel you and ordering off menu.
Do when people see that you have a chocolate
the secret
shamrock
menu? Yeah. They're like, what did he get? Why is he so special?
Wait, excuse me. Did you just order something that's not on the menu? You can do that?
You can.
Like, yeah, go ahead. Order a Whopper. See what happens. Go ahead. Order one. See what happens. The chocolate shamrock shake is a thing. And
so wait, is that just a shamrock shake with chocolate chips in it or ice cream?
Okay, I wasn't very clear because I was getting confused. Because a shamrock shake is a vanilla shake with mint in it.
Or green coloring, yes.
No. Like, they may throw the green coloring in, but it's just mint.
That's the mint.
That's it. You're like, no, there's more to it than that, man.
No.
There's more to it.
They had most of it down already.
There's leprechaun blood in there, bro. Come on. Like, no, it's just that.
No, and we're sorry. So you're going to be upset.
The chocolate shamrock shake is a chocolate shake.
With just mint added.
With the mint in it, okay. Which I got to tell you, chocolate mint, that's a great, come on. I'll go get that today. And then they're also bringing out the Shamrock Chocolate Chip Frappe, which, of course, has a little bit of that coffee in it. Then they have the Shamrock Hot Chocolate and the Shamrock Mocha.
Well, they've just sold out. It's just now everything.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know what? I liked Shamrock before it was, cool.
When it was just a shake?
I was ordering chocolate Shamrock shakes before everybody else was. So there it is. Basically, remember when they were doing peppermint mochas at Christmas? It's the leftover peppermint syrup that they had.
That's where they buy it in bulk.
And they're just putting it in.
Well, you're using the whole buffalo.
That's exactly right, Nikki.
If you want to think of it in those terms.
You just take those leftover bottles and the next thing you know, ooh, we got a whole big promotion.
It's a mint shake time, yeah.
Got a whole thing happening here. So according to this, the Shamrock Shakes are out. But I thought they didn't come out usually until March.
I don't remember. Well, they have a lot more to sell now.
I'll tell you what. I'm getting tired of this St. Patrick's Day creep that is happening. You know what? I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day until after Valentine's Day.
There's an order for the holidays.
Yeah.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Can we just have an Obadiah's life moment? Can I tell you guys something? I've been pretty transparent on the show about the fact that struggle with depression. Depression is an issue for me during the winter months because there's less light. And it's something that they're still studying, but it's some weird thing where without the light, my body is like, well, depressed now. And it's not just, everybody thinks, if you've never dealt with depression, here's what you think. You're like, oh, you're feeling down.
Or you're
like,
feeling blue.
No, it's not that at all. It's you sitting in a room alone thinking about death. That's what depression feels like. Or you're like, I really like these chicken wings. It's too bad everybody will die. It's stuff like that.
It goes to, it goes from zero to like 100.
Very quickly.
Very, very quickly. And
very quickly.
It's called SAD.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, and a lot of people do get it mostly around these months where the sunshine is not there for all these same normal hours.
And you struggle. And I've struggled, whatever. I got my regimen. I've got this daily, I exercise almost every day, like shoot for 6 days a week. I got this light that I look at every morning for like 30 minutes. And, I spend time praying like five times a day. Like I do all these different things to try to take care of it. And I want you to know that I have been great, Nikki. I've been at it since.
You've done really well.
I've been at it since October.
The key
and I've been
is
doing
you start.
My thing.
You start earlier, so yep. Then by January you don't wait till January.
No, you don't, because by then you're already down. You're low, bro.
Remember the chicken wing thing,
right? So I'm trying really hard to stay on top of it. But can I just tell you that I want to break this lamp in half and I want to throw my running shoes out the window.
Now, do you remember? That's that edge.
It is.
That
I get
edge
it.
That you get sometimes
say,
where you're just one step over from losing it.
They say that the first symptom for men especially is irritability.
Yeah. You seem irritable with it.
And I just want you to know that I'm so tired of doing this crap every day.
You're irritable.
Look, I know.
You made it till February, though, until you got irritable.
I'm doing great. And so according to the groundhog, I got about 6 weeks left.
You hate the groundhog.
I just got to tough this thing out.
Yeah.
I got to whatever. And again, I've done really well, blah, 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 whatever. I'm so tired of staring at this lamp. Especially on the weekend. I think the weekend is what really gets me. Because, like, Saturday morning, I'm up with this lamp in my face. And I'm just like, oh, gosh.
But you have to have the lamp on in the morning, or can you do it sometime during the day?
You could do it during the day, but they say it's most effective before 9 a.m.
I didn't know if it's so harsh because it's so dark outside.
Yeah. Well,
they say if you waited till it was sunnier.
They say within an hour of waking up. So the other thing, I spent a ton of time this weekend, and no offense to those of you that like to go on walks, that's great. But they say if the sun is out, you should go out and walk for like at least an hour, like spend an hour outside in the sun. So instead of, you know, just doing what I want, I'm just out there walking. And I'm just like, what are we even doing?
By the beta walking? That you spent some time with, you know, you want to be able to really enjoy that, but you had other things keeping you outside.
Now, walking. And I mean, it probably helped. I think it did. Like, I feel fine, whatever. And I'm glad. But I mean, like, for the last 4 days, I've just been out walking. And the first day, I was like, this is nice. But by yesterday, I'm out walking, and I'm like, I swear, this is
so
stupid.
Do you hear the edge? It's there.
It's just some real talk.
Yes.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Sometimes there's something wrong. You got to do what you got to do to be better. You don't have to like it.
You just got
to
do it.
You just have to do it. You just have to do it. And in fact, even us talking about it, like evaluating it, probably not a good idea. You should probably just keep doing it.
Hey, but it helps when you talk about it and it's validated. We hear your concerns. You're doing a great job.
I just want to be done.
Yes,
already.
And you're almost there.
I am.
Almost there.
Just a
almost
few,
done.
Few more weeks of this light in my
and
face.
It'll be sunny and great and spring and just super nice.
Everybody, we got to do what we got to do, so keep at it. You can do it.
The Riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the Riot.
So in addition to the Super Bowl last night, a little something else took place. 24 came back.
It seemed like Eric didn't realize that it was. Did you know?
I think they did a terrible job of promoting it because I had completely forgotten that it existed at all. Somebody somewhere mentioned it on Friday, which caused me to Google it, which led to me going, oh, it's on after the Super Bowl?
So wait, 24 was the show with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes.
And he in this one?
No, he's...
Because he's on another network for their show.
Yeah, no, he's not on this one.
Oh.
This is basically 24 with a new main character.
So they're trying to maybe see if that would have some ground to then put it into a new series?
Take the format, reboot it, put a new guy in it.
Who's the guy?
What is his name?
Who's the new Kiefer?
Let's see. Eric Carter. Played by Corey Hawkins of The Walking Dead and Straight Outta Compton. Mm. He is an elite Army Ranger whose unit ended with the successful killing of a Yemen terrorist mastermind, Ibrahim bin Khalid. And then that apparently, those terrorists are back after him and his family and this unit and stuff. So I really don't know very much about it. I just know that finding out that it premiered after the Super Bowl, while good for 24, was kind of a bummer for me because I knew I was not going to be able to watch it last night.
I'm going to stay up for it.
Here's where we get even further into bummer territory, Nikki. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And I already know some of the terrible things you're going to say to me when I tell you this, but I don't have cable anymore.
Yeah.
And so because of the unpredictability of the end of the Super Bowl, I was unable to record 24 Legacy.
Because you just never know what time it went into overtime.
It
so
did?
You can't just exactly schedule ahead.
So I'm going to watch 24 today on Hulu.
What are you?
I know.
What are you?
I'm still in the middle of my free 2-week trial.
You can do something else, you know. There's other ways.
I know. There are multiple illegal ways, to be sure. And, but
and I think any judge... would understand.
Your Honor?
I mean, it was that. No offense if you like Hulu. We tease, but it was that or Hulu, Your Honor.
I will tell you, the Hulu that you and I know
it's
is not
now.
The way it
I
is
know,
now.
I know.
It is very different, but that being said.
We stream to every other streaming service under the sun, except for CBS and Hulu. And those just tend to be the ones we make fun of.
Well, okay, maybe we should move towards a more inclusive view of Hulu, but now the outcast is CBS All Access.
That might be it. I'm comfortable with that.
I don't have any trouble mocking that hot garbage.
Hulu's really good if you want to watch current shows.
It is.
That's a really good one, and I will give it that.
Yeah. Well, that's very generous of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
They really appreciate it.
So it's not a bad choice. It's just we still make fun. It's like something you do.
I agree with you. You have to make fun of Hulu.
Even if it's perfectly fine.
I just feel like I need to continue to mock it.
Well, it was mostly mocking. Now they have the different structure where, you know, it's like you pay each month.
It's much more like Netflix now than it used to be.
We used to just make fun of the continual commercials of the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Where it's a bit crazy.
So, I'm on the no, and again, I'm still in my free 2-week trial.
Well, you bought a new TV, so it came with it.
It did.
But you've had so many free trials of Hulu.
I have.
Are you going to stick with it?
Well, you know what? We'll see. Probably not, because I still don't.
You don't watch a lot of current shows.
No. Like, yes and no. Like, there's a couple that I like to watch, but not all of them. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I will tell you. That's how I'm going to catch up on 24 today, so.
I know a guy, though, if you'd rather watch it another way.
Hey, kid, come here. Come here. I got something over here. Come on.
Again, I think anybody would excuse.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to make choices.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
It is the Riot on Radio U. Stop by Radio U Riot on Facebook. Talk Super Bowl commercials. David says that his favorite was definitely Melissa McCarthy's Kia commercial.
I thought that was clever. She did a good job.
Okay.
Not everybody could have pulled that off.
Mike says his top three, Skittles Katie at number three, Teriyaki Bradshaw at two.
That was the stain on the shirt one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then Buick Cam Newton at number one. Daniel and I are on the same page, and he says Stranger Things, that is all.
That wasn't even it's a commercial, but like insider
promo.
People, we call those promos. Like
yes.
That's promoting a show, not advertising a commercial like an actual item. So
technically, they're both products.
I guess they're the same things, but it's different in the world of advertising.
Right. So there's that. Remember, you can stop by and tell us as well. You can also tweet at us at Radio U. You can also text us 877 Radio U.
I thought there was a lot of commercials for like Intel and a lot of boring stuff. There was a ton of those, but they ran a lot of the behind the scenes part of the Super Bowl stuff and the halftime.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're like, well, you can have so much space if you just do this.
We also want to give a shout out to Radio U Hudson. I see him on social media this morning also mocking Hulu.
He was talking about they had a promo for their series that they're releasing.
They did.
And his tweet was clever with that.
Yeah. Last week, did anybody notice there was, and again, this might be nerds only, but there was a lot of chatter online about GameStop. Now, you may recall, if you were paying attention, that I started our week off last week with me telling a heartwarming GameStop story. It was the story of Nick, who worked at GameStop and helped me when no one else could. And he did.
Not our Nick, but an employee at GameStop,
Nick.
Yes.
Well, that was his name.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Nick at GameStop helped me. Well, now, a day later, and we haven't touched it, but now it's everywhere. Fine, we'll talk about it. GameStop, people are talking about this program they have called Circle of Life, in which basically GameStop employees have been put on, according to this report, I am not on the inside, but have been put on a quota system in which they have to sell so much used versus so much new.
Oh.
And so they're saying that they are being pressured to sell you a used product, not a new product, because of course the profit margin is higher on the used product than it is on the new product.
Because they mark that up way more than you allowed them to buy that from you for.
Well, yeah. Like, you know, you're losing money, but it's convenient. You go in and you trade, it's convenient.
You don't want it anymore, and you don't want to deal with trying to sell it another way.
So that is, I have started to see, that story started small. I saw it on Kotaku, was it like Wednesday night, I think? And I just have seen it pick up steam, and it's in some very mainstream places this morning.
I think people get, just don't like going into a store and you don't realize how they're selling you something or why.
Right.
They're selling you something if it's not disclosed.
Yeah.
But I feel so much sympathy for anybody who has to do anything.
Oh, the guy at the counter.
What do you call it? A quota base? Or you have to meet these certain numbers by a certain point. You must have so much more stress put on you.
Yeah, and I mean, let's face it. Like, at the end of the day, like, dude, you're working a retail counter. Like, on some
level,
there's
only so much you can do.
Like, on some level, I understand everybody's job has some kind of stress, but like, that kind of stress I feel like is inappropriate compared to like where you're at in the organization.
Yeah.
Like, you are basically the bottom rung of the organization, and those are the people they should not be carrying the weight of what's happening all the way at the top.
Because someone at the top is like, you should have sold more.
Yeah, and it's like,
like someone who's not doing it, that was their idea.
It's like, well, why don't you come down here and work the counter?
Okay.
You sell more.
You sell some used stuff.
Come on.
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's The Riot on Radio U.
With Valentine's Day approaching, many of you no doubt are wondering what exactly it is that you could get for me for Valentine's Day.
Now, the countdown clock really officially has begun because it's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, so like you got to get moving
on this
thing.
What to get Obi.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this, and it looks to me that there is, on eBay right now, a shuttle pod, they call it, from Star Trek Enterprise. That is up for
bid.
A
movie, like a prop?
Yeah, and it's like the one from the TV show. And right now it's only running $150,000.
Well, why don't we all work together on that?
It seems
reasonable.
Like, you know, the right person
could make that happen.
Could totally make this happen.
I wouldn't even want to spend money on, like, that much money on something like that. I would feel like I could do a lot more with other things with that money.
Really?
Yes, I think I could.
You think $150,000 on a movie prop and you could do more with that money and something
like
else?
It's wasteful. I do.
Okay.
Even if you like really, really love the show.
Which a lot of people
really,
don't.
Really, really, really love the show, which is why is it so much money then?
Of all, Well, I would say they would probably argue that this isn't that much money. That this is, in fact, like a good deal.
A steal for a thing that you wouldn't even be able to fit in your house.
I assume you would put it in your garage? Do you have? You know what? You probably.
You said this outside?
You probably have a storage unit.
For all your other movie and TV show props.
That would be my guess. You've got an offsite storage unit, don't you? Isn't that what you got? Sure you do.
Then you're a couple steps from being on one of those shows.
Yeah, and someone's one day when you go broke, they're going to open your storage unit and be like,
what is this?
Do you know what this is?
Oh my gosh, we found the thing.
Do you know what this is? This is a Star Trek Enterprise on-screen prop that was used
there.
Yeah, but no, it's big. Like, you could climb
inside
it.
I don't even know what it looks like,
though. Well, here, let me send it to you. It's like a little Enterprise shuttlecraft thing.
Now, that doesn't really actually tell me what it looks like.
Well,
if I watched it, maybe I would.
Star Trek Enterprise, I will tell you, as much as people don't like
that
TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's not at all what I thought it would look like.
No, not that.
It's life-size?
Yeah. It's the actual one they used in filming the show.
Sure. Are they going to deliver it to you, or do you have to go pick it up?
Well, you know, we're going to have to get down into the details. This is for a serious collector, so no lowball offers.
240 people are watching the thing that you could get.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, the fourth season of Enterprise is fantastic.
Sure, I'll take your word on it.
If you like Star Trek.
The buyer pays all shipping costs. I like this person.
You take
this
it
really
apart?
Belongs in a museum. No, it doesn't.
Well, you know, like, okay, here's
what's the LLAP?
I don't know.
It says, thanks, and LLAP, exclamation point. What does that
live
mean?
Live long and prosper.
Man, you guys.
There it is.
That is so different world.
Well, I had to see it in context, but I got it.
I was like, are we really laughing, or what are we doing there? What's an LLAP?
Lots of laughing at people.
Yes, is that some
that
sort
must
of
be
code
what it
word?
Is.
That must be it. No, you're right. Live long and prosper.
Mm-hmm. So, isn't that when the production ended, the control panels were stripped out, so the restoration team consulted with Mike Okuda, who provided his original files and schematics for the shuttle's construction. Using the Okuda's file, stop yawning, new panels were replicated.
Okay, we talked enough about it.
You think you've had enough?
Yeah, it's on eBay if you're interested.
Only $150,000.
Serious bidders.
Yeah.
And so. LLAP.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
So, Nikki, did you watch Planet Earth 2?
Which one was that?
Oh, see, no, you didn't. Remember Planet Earth and how everybody was like, it's the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen.
Oh, Planet Earth.
The
show. For
some
reason, I was thinking Planet of the Apes. I was like, which one was that?
Like,
Planet Earth, I watched the first one.
Right.
Because that was like back when Blu-rays was the start of that spectacular look to it. But I don't think I ever watched Planet Earth 2.
Well, Planet Earth 2 was from the Beeb, and it was out last year. And of course, you know, it broadcast in HD. Who needs Blu-ray? These days, with broadcast standards where they are, it's to make. But Planet Earth 2 is about to come out on Blu-ray. Comes out next month, and it's also going to be released on 4K Blu-ray.
Now, we've said many times that's where 4K shines, so that actually might be something worth watching if it was cheap enough.
What
would I spend on that?
What would you spend on Planet Earth 2?
$14.99. It's not a movie.
I got to tell you, the people that labored for a decade putting together Planet Earth 2, they wept.
That's about what I feel like it's worth.
It didn't even make them mad how much you undervalued them. They just cried.
Sorry.
They went straight to crying.
Well, what? Are they wanting more?
I'm seeing it.
$19.99.
Oh, Nikki.
No.
Do you want to see it on Blu-ray or 4K Blu-ray?
4K Blu-ray. Fine. $29.99. Surely it's not higher than that. I'm just teasing. It probably, well, how many?
Okay, I want you to stop lowballing.
And get serious?
I want you to get serious now.
I was kind of serious.
You weren't serious.
It's not a movie. It's a documentary.
Nikki, it costs more money to produce this than
That's
some movie.
That's their choice to make with that. That was their choice. And they like
their choice.
They
like the response. That's
spending
it.
That much time on it. Documentary people love the craft of it.
So what you're saying is, why are they being so materialistic?
Yes, I did not choose to go and spend a decade on this documentary.
Okay.
Fine. $59.99.
Oh, give her the prize.
Is that it?
That's exactly it.
Great.
$59.99.
Now, can I get a $30 off code?
Do you know what? I'll get to work on that right away.
And then I'll grab it.
I will warn you, though, I don't currently have one of those codes.
Try the code like Planet Earth.
Just try 30 that. Off.
30 off. Planet Earth 30.
Planet 30.
Planet 30.
Yeah.
That'd be a great code.
I think that's probably what it is. That's not it, actually. But best of luck in the coming year, Nikki, on getting that Planet Earth 2 4K discount.
I guess I'll wait for a few more years, and then it'll go down to $14.
For $44.95, I can get you into the Blu-ray.
Sure, but the 4K one is more.
But if you think about the 4K, how many more lines of resolution you're getting for only $15 more, it's really a much better purchase price.
I thought they covered most of the Earth in the first one.
Well, there's more Earth.
More Earth.
Planet Earth 2. It's the sequel. It's bigger, Nikki.
Two times the Earth.
Oh, yeah. So much Earth here, you don't even know. I'd be interested in seeing it. You know what? I hate to say this, but can we get some rentals back? Can I go somewhere
and
rent?
You can go to the library and rent Blu-rays. But I don't know if they do. They do 3D ones, yeah. But I don't know if they do 4K.
Well, this is educational. They should have it.
Sure. They should have a whole like kiosk thing of it.
Oh, yeah. Huge amount waiting for me to come and pick it up. Yeah, there's no rentals. You just have to buy. It's a buyer's world. I don't like it. I just want to borrow it, just for a minute.
Then work on finding a friend who would not mind spending $59.99 on it.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I was wanting to talk to you about it.
It's not going to be me who does it.
I was thinking friend Nikki might be interested in investing.
Nope.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Did you catch this over the weekend? They're saying now the cost of the average American wedding, based on a survey looking at 13,000 weddings from last year, the average cost of a wedding, $35,000.
Yeah.
You didn't even blink.
No, that's not as much as that could be.
Okay.
Don't you watch any of the shows on TV where they're like, look, I'm a princess and here's my whole day?
No.
That's like a lot of money putting those things.
Man, at $35,000, I would think you'd have way better ways to be a princess than that.
You could afford a small, tiny country if you really wanted.
Buy an island or something, man.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, let's get real about this for a minute.
It just depends on if for prom or something.
Yeah.
Say you're nowhere near going to get married. It depends on your style, like what you want to and how much you want to put towards it.
Yeah, sounds like a waste of money to me.
Well, it
You're
sometimes
a boy.
For a wedding, it's more about the other person that day.
Well, okay, it's about the bride, and I get that. But you know what? If I'm going to marry somebody, I want somebody who's smart enough to know that's a waste of money.
Sure.
That's what, like,
you got to be on the same page with it.
I want somebody that's going to be a good life partner, and that includes some money skills, versus being like, the only thing that's important is that for one day, everything's perfect.
Here's something to remember as we get closer to Valentine's Day, when a lot of people propose, is if you want to spend that much money on your wedding, realize that everyone you invited to your very expensive wedding doesn't really want to go. So you don't have to put a lot of money in there.
What are you talking
Who
about?
Likes going to weddings. Not everybody.
Man, I DJ weddings. That's the only reason I want to go. Like, but what about the nope.
Lovely couples and everything, but it's just a wedding is not always something everybody likes to go to.
I'm just like, I'm DJing the thing. I'll see you guys at the reception. And okay, who's dancing first?
That's all you need to know.
Is it father-daughter, or do you go with the couple? What do you guys want to do? Yes, we can play the questions game. Okay, let's get to the cake.
That's a wedding right there.
Like, let's do this thing. All right. So the cheapest, they say, as far as like states go, Arkansas. $19,000. Manhattan, the most expensive average cost of a wedding, $78,000.
You could put that towards so much.
$78,000. Let me tell you what. If you've got parents or anyone that is willing to give you $78,000, that is time to elope And
take the money and run.
Take the money and run.
Do something with it.
Seriously.
You travel so much of the world for a good portion of your marriage and enjoy that money.
Heck, man, buy yourself, think about this, find yourself a really nice cake, invite all your friends, do it super low key, whatever, find a church, whatever, make it really cheap, whatever, and then go on the single greatest vacation of your entire life and still have $65,000 left over.
Good point on that one.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
So over the weekend, if you thought you were bored, you should have seen what was going on in Argentina. They had the Great Human Float-Off. I don't think that's what they actually called it, but what they did was they got as many people as possible together to Lake Epecuen. It's in Buenos Aires. It is a salt lake.
Ooh.
And they were trying to get 2,000 people together. They ended up with 1,941 people joining hands and singing a song of harmony.
No. As they float in the lake.
They floated in this lake, setting a Guinness World Record for the most people joining hands and floating simultaneously for 30 seconds.
I guess. If you wanted to. If you were at the lake already.
You know, you want to be a part of a
record-breaking... Looking at drone footage of it, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's cool.
They look so happy.
In fairness, like, I mean, what did I do that was so great this weekend?
You didn't go to a salt lake and join a float lake or float line. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah. I mean, not to be weird about it, but it looks like they're all dead.
That made it really weird.
It looks like dead fish in like a lake that are just like, oh, something's wrong with this lake. Look at all these dead fish. Don't you think that's what it looks like?
This took up the challenge, which took over the previous mark of 634 bathers. So it was set in 2014 in Taiwan.
See, this is a great place to go meet people. You're like, it's almost Valentine's Day. Where can I go to meet people?
I can meet people at the lake.
I went to the float off this weekend. It was great.
Dude, are you a floater?
Man, I can't float. I couldn't even go.
You're the one panicking in line. Because some people can't float. Like, you just don't float very comfortably.
Yeah.
And imagine if you're in the line like, okay, you can do this. You can float for this 30 seconds or however long people needed to float.
When I was a kid, I could float. I don't think I can float anymore.
Oh, you totally could.
You think so?
Unless stress has just weighed us down.
It's weighed me down.
And you can't.
Well, but you know, if the lake is salty enough, it's even easier to float. So that's why they chose
that lake.
A salt lake to do that. So there it is. All them people floating and that drone footage looking like dead fish. Congratulations, Argentina.
What a record.
You did it.
You did well.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.